This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I was telling Dave during the last break, though, maybe this is the moment he's been waiting for to turn into the person he's always wanted to be.
No.
To do all these things around the home. He'll be doing home projects.
I've never wanted to be this. I've wanted to be the secondary provider in the home my whole life. That's what I've always hoped to be. And I am that. And now I'm not in my comfort zone.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
To be the number one capable person in the house, who strives for that?
On 98.7 ESPN.
Don't ease on me, baby. I was still a child.
Oh, what a song. What a voice.
Oh.
We should have Adele on the show.
I would love to have Adele on the show.
RJ, can you go through Adele's people and get her on the show?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'll hit up Mav and see where we're at.
Yeah, you should. I mean, sports connection right there. Come on. RJ, that would be our crowning achievement to have Adele on the show.
Well, I mean, you know what? You never know until you try. And not forget about on the show. RJ, get her in studio.
Oh, could you imagine that?
No.
Now I wouldn't be able to function correctly.
You think I sing for her? You think she's wowed?
I think she probably asked you to be on her next song.
Sometimes you want to go
where everybody knows your name. I mean, I might be doing a Vegas tour.
Well, it'd be a residency, yeah. But she, I mean, she probably had to have heard you with Katy Perry when you were.
And you're gonna hear me
roar! Yeah, quite possibly. But what
you're,
you know?
You're
what
the perfect accoutrement to any good song.
Bum bum bum. RJ, seriously though, not even kidding around. I'll book Adele.
I'm on it.
We'll reach out to Rich Paul.
Yep.
That would be terrific. We'll hear from Chris Russo. Here's what I got to do now. I got to take matters into my own hands. All right,
which you probably do quite a bit, yeah.
go ahead, because I got nothing left. I'm done.
You never had the feel of the cold meat and egg on your hands?
Why are you so...
I got nothing left. I'm done. Honestly, I'm done. Don't you have like don't you have an injury to sustain at some point? Like a men's hockey league or baseball or something?
He's already got the injury.
I feel
he
we're
just snorted.
Honestly, what kind of a moron?
I feel we're in a tenuous place.
What kind of a moron is wearing a boot, gets a call from a buddy, hey, we're playing baseball tonight. Why don't you come join us? You're like, okay, I'll be there.
Well, here's the conundrum.
A man who toughs it out.
Oh, right, here's the conundrum. Well, because I got to play hockey anyway. So, I mean.
Why don't you ask Sherry to play? I mean, how dumb are you? Seriously, you've got a major injury. You're in a boot. You've seen a doctor, and yet, oh, sure, I'll be out there.
I'm no animal, though. I would. We could shower. I would help her shower after the game.
I'm sure you would. I have zero doubt.
Oh, you are.
You really are damaged, aren't you? So what happened? What'd you break yesterday?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I didn't break anything.
What'd you break?
No.
What'd you pull?
Oh, see, he's in the corner now. Now he's going to lash out.
I'm in the corner. Please. Yeah.
Who's the cat now?
Guys, I slept maybe 2.5 hours last night. Why, Rick? Oh, groin, hamstring. I got everything. Everything hurts. Everything aches.
No, listen. You're my friends. I enjoy your company. I figured I would share a little bit. But now guess what? I won't. I won't share anymore. I'll lock it up inside.
Who said don't share?
No, I thought
that's what
we were
I need.
Nice
I need someone to complain to me. That's what I need about someone else's injuries.
I wish you.
What do you want
to
get you soup?
I wish you were.
You
here
want graham crackers? You want a clementine? What do you want?
I do like the graham cracker a lot.
Well, who doesn't like the graham cracker?
It's delicious.
Want to hear a great story before we get to some of the calls? By the way,
I would love to. Yeah.
So this is great. I think you guys will love this. I think of all of you on the show, for some reason, I think Raymond will love this the most. But you'll all love it. So. Alex has Hebrew school yesterday. Drop him off, whatever. Comes home last night. He goes, Dad, I got to tell you what happened to Hebrew school. I said, what happened? I got in trouble.
Oh, no.
I said, why? He said, we were in the middle of Hebrew school, and they caught me. I said, caught you doing what? He was watching the end of the Mets game on his phone.
Stop.
Yeah. I said, I'm not angry at that. He's like, they took my phone. I was like, do they still have it? He's like, no, they gave it back at the end of Hebrew school. But the teacher said, what on earth are you doing? And I said, it's the ninth inning. Just please let me finish watching the game. And they didn't like that, and they took the phone.
That seems like a fair ask.
I thought so.
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
I thought so. Come on, Raymond, you love that, no?
He doesn't seem sorry. And you know what? I support it. I support it. Good
that's
for him.
That's the thing. He's not sorry. He's not at all sorry. He thinks they wronged him.
Well, yeah, clearly they did.
I'm sorry you're upset.
If his response is, it's the ninth inning, let me finish.
It's the ninth inning.
There's no remorse there.
No remorse. All right, let's get to some of the phone calls. 1-800-919-3776. Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Wes?
Man, so I'm doing well. So you guys played the Padres this past weekend. Great team. And amazing win in the series. We got beat 3 out of 4 from them. So watching them, man, they are the cream of the crop of the NL. And so what you guys did is impressive. So I was looking at your lineup. Yeah. You don't have anybody hitting really above like 283. But you got Alonzo hitting 6 bombs. So I know you guys need a bat, probably need 2 bats.
Yeah.
Would you prefer higher average or more power?
Power. We need more pop is what we need.
They could use both. Yeah, any sustainable good hitter would be a welcome addition, though.
Right, welcome addition. But, I mean, you figure at some point Beatty's going to get called up. Okay, so he'll hit better than Escobar is hitting. You can't hit worse.
Mm-mm.
But you need someone outside of Pete in Lindor. But, I mean, Lindor's not a power hitter.
Exactly. You don't look at Lindor and say he's a home run hitter. He hits home runs, but he's not a power guy.
No, dude, I mean, and Pete had he was tied for the major league lead with in RBI. I mean, he was, what was he? I mean, he was third or fourth in home runs last year. But outside of him, you really don't have anyone else in that lineup.
You have one legitimate home run hitter. Nimmo's not a home run hitter.
No.
Marte is not a home run hitter. Lindor is not a home run hitter. McNeil is not a home run hitter. That's it. You have one guy that you look at and you say, that's a power guy. Like, his game is predicated on home runs. That's it. Other guys can hit them, but you don't. Do you have another guy? Do you have a second guy that's going to hit 27 home runs this year?
Hit 27?
Probably not.
No, I mean, Lindor would have to have he's capable of doing it, but no. I mean, there has to be someone that you can put behind Pete Alonso that scares the hell out of you. And right now, Mark Canna is not the guy.
No.
And I like
him. That doesn't exist.
Dude, Pete Alonso had a really good, 40 home runs and 131 RBI is a really good season.
No, it's a monster season. And it's even more impressive because he's the only guy.
Only guy. And he was at 270, 271 last year.
He had a great year. And you know what? He's having a great season this year so far. It's been great.
Right. But that's, again, you said it perfectly. The Mets are very reliant on the guys, their guys, top of that lineup.
If their guys don't produce, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble.
Because you get catcher, you might as well just say, we'll take the out. Third base, same thing. I mean, you have multiple.
DH.
The fact that you don't even know, you don't even have a DH.
No, which is amazing because we used to have, why do you want all the people that would call in talking about the DH in the National League? No, we don't want
it. We have Dom Smith. We have so many guys that can be DH.
Did you see, speaking of that, did you see the San Francisco Giants starting lineup yesterday?
So what? Tell me, JD, let me guess, JD Davis.
Yeah.
Darren Ruff.
Yeah.
Conforto.
Yep.
Is there more?
Wilmer Flores.
Wilmer Flores.
Yeah.
Great. 4 Mets. But they got hammered, didn't they?
They did. They lost 10-5. Yeah.
Yeah. This portion, by the way, of the show, driven by the All American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Let's go to Bill in Queens. Say good morning. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Rick, Dave, RJ. Listen, I got really one thing. Dave, you're a whining baby. Your wife takes care of you. She does everything for you. All we hear on the show is how amazing Sherry is.
Amazing.
And then the first thing I hear when I turn on the radio in my car this morning is you crying about taking care of her and whining about being in the shower with her. You're out of your mind.
You're a dunce, what you are. Are you wearing a dunce? I'm not complaining about going into the shower if that was needed.
I'm not a dunce.
You're a dunce.
You're a stupid person. You sound like
you
a lunatic every morning. And Rick is the talent, not you, buddy.
Okay. All right. Go back into mommy's basement. Make your macaroni and cheese. Yeah. Rub it on your body and eat it off your chest. All right. Goodbye, Bill. Bye-bye now. He's a dunce.
And there it is.
He's got no friends. He's probably desperate for the warmth of a woman. And he's
Who the hell are you?
Is what he is.
I think he made some great points.
And you know what? What else is great? He held on for over an hour for that.
I thought it was a strong call.
Obviously, you're obsessed with the show and you can't get enough.
I thought it was a strong call.
He's a dunce. It's fine.
I did not expect your first tussle of the day to go like that.
Why?
Oh, well, you called for it. But you called for it.
Well, I'm not opposed to it. But I mean, you know, the amazing thing is people hear what they want to hear. Did I ever once say I wouldn't have gone into the shower and taken care of her? Did I ever once say that? Or did I say I wanted to give her some dignity and not be at the point where I had to go into the shower to help her?
Right. I don't think you're whining. See, I wouldn't call what you're doing whining necessarily. I think it's just pointing out things that you were never asked to do that now you're in charge of it.
I'm in charge of everything.
You've been given the household.
I'm the real adult right now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is Home Alone, but with a 50-year-old man.
That's right. I mean, you think Don could do this?
Probably not, no.
Okay. You think Kay could do this?
Yes.
No, please.
Oh, what do you mean, please?
Of course.
Kay can do anything.
Of course he can.
They
have a nanny.
It's an au pair, yeah.
Whatever. They have an imported woman from Europe. No?
So, I mean, it's he works two jobs. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
It's fine. There's no way Kay is doing what I'm doing right now.
I think Kay could easily step in the home right now and do whatever.
He'd have a private duty nurse, is what he'd have.
No, he'd be in the shower or the tub with Jody. It would be beautiful.
Yeah, it'd be beautiful. It's amazing to me that everything for you goes back there.
No, I'm just I'm of the opinion if I get invited into the shower with my wife, the answer is always yes.
I wasn't invited in.
Wow. Okay, if you got to help her get into the shower, you're already in the shower.
It could have been the least romantic situation in the history of situations, and of course you go there.
No, I wasn't. It didn't have to be romantic. I just think it's a nice moment.
We're not looking for nice moments. We're looking for functionality here.
Like, that would be one of the moments that you go back to and you guys shared together. Like, you could be like, remember that time when you had the ACL and you couldn't walk and we thought your foot was infected, so I had to help you into the shower.
Yeah, and I was more than happy to help her in it. If I had to get into, I said, do you want me to do this? And she's like, no, because she wants a little self-respect, a little dignity. Not like you where it's like, oh, maybe you play the porno music. I get in there and we have some kind of a bizarre tryst right now.
I didn't say anything about that.
That's what you're thinking. I'm going to get your head out of the gutter.
No, I'm just saying, you give me a loofer, I can do amazing things with it.
It's amazing that dunce thought I'm immature.
I think it's a different kind of immaturity.
It's a great kind of immaturity.
Listen, me around the house is like whatever you need.
Oh, of course.
I can do it all.
Of course.
I'm just easy.
Tool belt, bunch of screwdrivers, some wrenches. Yeah.
Of course. All right, you want to hear quickly Chris Russo and his awful take? Here's what I think we do. We hear it. And then we break, and then we react to the horrendous take.
I like it.
Here it is. Chris Russo, first take. There's a team in Major League Baseball, the best team in Major League Baseball. He doesn't take them seriously.
Rays have beaten the Tigers, the Nats, the Athletics, who are a Triple-A team, and the Red Sox, who they always beat 12 in a row in Tampa. I do not take them seriously as a world championship team. They win 90 games, but I put a lot of cold water on this winning streak. The opponents, they're not beating the Yankees and the Astros.
I mean, what a take that is.
That's a tough take.
That's brutal. And you're right. You're not beating the Yankees and the Astros. You're 12-0. How many teams have had better starts in the history of baseball than 12-0?
I would have to look it up.
It's, you know what it is? The answer is two. Two teams have started out 13-0, and that's it in the history of the game. So I don't care if you're playing. I don't care if you're playing high school teams. You're 12-0, and you're four games ahead of the Yankees. Now I'm not sitting here telling you they're a World Series team, but to say you don't take them seriously, asinine.
No, I think you have to take him seriously. And on top of that, I mean, what wins? I mean, right now they're hitting home runs, and look at their pitching staff.
Their pitching is always good.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are we with the whipped cream situation and Mel Kiper Jr.?
Whipped cream has not been sent out yet. Problem with that was I went to two grocery stores. And I only was able to get three creams.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it's going to ice. Ice is here. Bag is obviously here because I ordered two at the time. Got the box ready. I figured because I could fit a lot in these new bags that I bought, that I'm going to send a humongous package. So I want to make sure I get at least 12.
I mean, come on.
Because this is it now. This is it. We have to take care of business now.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Business will be taken care of. I just want to make sure that I get him. I send enough to get him through the draft. Because you know how the second he opens that package up, it's two cans to the face and all hell breaks loose.
Do you think there's any chance that we can push him to us getting a shout out during draft coverage?
No. Let's not. Why do you do that?
What do you mean?
It's just uncomfortable.
Do you remember when I did it with Sean McDonough?
Yeah, and then next year
it was genius.
I'm not asking if you want to do, if that's something that you're interested in doing.
RJ, do you even know this story? You weren't on the show at that point.
I know that you were able to convince him to, because I heard it actually. He mentioned you during Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah, I convinced Sean McDonough because he was a weekly on our show, and I convinced him make mention of us, and I challenged him. I was like, I don't think you'll do it. He's like, oh, I'll do it. I was like, I don't think you'll do it. Make mention of us during Monday Night Football. And as he was doing, I forget what game it was, he's like, you know, I was doing my weekly hit on DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg, and we discussed this. And it became instant, you know, it was a big deal.
It is a big deal. Monday Night Football is a big deal.
It is a big deal. And so could you imagine if Mel was like, you know, I was thinking about this guy, and he runs a 4-2, and this, and this, and this, and this, and I was discussing it on my favorite sports talk radio show, DiPietro and Rothenberg. That'd be great for us, no?
It would be great for us.
You're scared to ask.
I won't know.
RJ, you think it would be me crossing a line if I asked for a shout-out during draft coverage?
So if you're going to do it,
uh-huh.
I think hopefully we get him draft week.
And No. Draft day.
Well, it needs to be like top of mind. I think if we ask now...
Well, we plant the seed, like a seedling.
And then we'd remind him, is what you're saying. Like, hey, Mel, don't forget.
That's right. Because if today I mention it and he's like, no, there's no way I can do that.
I think we'd have to settle
for extinguish.
We'd have to settle for like a day two mention. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get night one.
No. No, I want night.
All the leverage right now. Here's what we. How
he's
we
addicted to the whipped cream.
Yes, and he can't get it. I have what he wants.
shipment has not been sent yet. So, I mean, if he doesn't want to play ball, I can withhold all 12 cans.
Yeah, but we don't
maybe
want to start.
16.
We don't want to start with that.
Maybe I'll fit 16.
We could buy him stock in the whipped cream.
How we don't... I'll ask the question, but I already know the answer. How this hasn't already turned into something that we've done with sales where we have some kind of relationship with...
Can I bring you behind the curtain a little bit?
Yeah, bring me behind
it. Okay. Were you on that call the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what they called the Wednesday segment that I do?
I did.
He said, maybe we can get them to sponsor Stump the Rothenberg.
Yeah.
Is what was said.
I heard it.
So, and you should have seen RJ's face.
Well, you know, that's the man that said that is the same man that puts cucumbers on his pasta.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. Nature Valley, they want to see you and your family out there. When we share our love for out there, we inspire others to protect it. And that's what getting out there, in fact, is all about. Nature Valley, life happens out there. So I want to finish the Rays discussion. Then I want to get into Saquon Barkley. And then, of course, Mel Kiper is going to join us in just a couple moments. The Rays, how could anybody have the take that this is a team that's they've only beaten awful teams and they're not legitimate?
Why do you think you would have that take right now at the moment?
I don't. No, I don't. I'm not even kidding.
You know.
Why? What is the rationale behind that? Unless it is just solely to be hot take-ish.
I think it's solely to be. I mean, he may believe it. But, I mean, why else bring that up now?
I have no idea.
Because they're undefeated. And this is the time now where if it's something that you believe, if you think Houston and the Yankees are better teams, if I say this now, people will talk about it because everyone's going to have a hard time wrapping their head around that this team has no chance.
But it's not like the Rays aren't there every year. I mean, they're good every single year.
And I'm so mad at you. I am so pissed at you.
Oh, God, why now?
Because you forced me to do those stupid predictions. And I said Tampa, and then you're like, well, really? You're going to go with the same teams as last year? And I was like, oh, you're right. I probably should change this. And I changed it.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
And I got a lot of blowback, too. A lot of blowback in Tampa.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What are you going to do?
Tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a one-time, non-refundable. You can do it right now and only right now. Who'd you take to win the East? The Yankees?
Yep.
You can switch.
No, I'm not going to switch that. No, I won't switch that.
Well, I'm offering it to you.
Yeah, but that's to win the East. That's not what I would switch.
What would you switch? The Rays to win the whole thing?
No. I would have the Rays in the playoffs.
So you don't have the Rays in the playoffs?
No, because you talked me out of it.
Well, you're going to blame me?
Because I went Yankees, Blue Jays, and I was going to go Rays. And you're like, oh, really? Not going to change anything up, are you? I was like, oh, he's probably right.
RJ, is it really? We're blaming me?
No, it's what I do. I'm deflecting the blame from myself. It's my fault. I'm an idiot.
I mean, blame yourself. Don't blame me.
I did have a tremendous prediction, though. And you know how much I hate predictions. Is I did the point, and then I forget what game I did. And they asked me, it was an Islanders game. They asked me, Flab, will the Islanders make the playoffs? I said, yes. And they said, well, which one of the teams won't?
And you said the Penguins?
I said the Penguins.
Oh, you're good.
But all the other guys were like not doing any homework. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, just, you can't bet against Sid and Malkin. I was like, no, I am.
You should take a victory lap.
He's already taking the victory lap. He's mid-lap.
It's exactly what I'm doing.
I mean, what do you mean he should take a victory lap? He's tongue-baiting himself on the back right now.
It's underselling it a little bit. But
oh, okay. My God. I mean, the way we treat him on the show is he's like Prince Rainier. It's unbelievable.
I don't think I get any special treatment at all.
that's pretty funny considering you got people on Twitter calling Dave Rothenberg Prince Akeem today.
Yeah, right.
Prince Akeem? I love Prince Akeem.
Yeah, he was bathed.
He was bathed.
Yeah, so why don't you give Sherry her Prince Akeem moment?
I'm not doing this with you. Saquon Barkley, let's get there before we get to Mel in just a couple moments. So with Saquon, he will not sign the franchise tag. I don't know what option he's going to have. At some point, he's going to have to sign the franchise tag and play.
Yeah, you would imagine. He's not going to sit out the season.
The only thing he can do is sit out some of these workouts.
Yeah, which, I mean, as a leader, you'd like him to be at. But, I mean, does he need to be?
No.
No. But this is his leverage. I'm upset. And so, I mean, I'm not happy that we didn't get a long-term deal done. I didn't want to be tagged. So I'm gonna let you know about it.
Right. But what's going to come from it? He's a good guy. He's not going to do anything, you know, counterintuitive that's going to really screw over the Giants. So I mean, he at some point he's going to show up and he's going to be a good leader. He's going to be a good citizen. He's going to probably have a very productive season again.
Well, he has to have a productive season. Now, I don't know.
But do you see any reason, unless he's injured, why he wouldn't?
No, I don't. But, I mean, this is him showing to everybody that he's not happy. And the hope is that because he is the face of your franchise and he's such an important piece of your locker room, that owner takes notice, GM takes notice, and maybe they get back to the table.
It's not going to happen.
Doesn't feel like it.
I mean, they were in negotiations with him a couple months ago during the season. And when that flamed out, it was the Giants sending the message of, I'm sorry, you will be franchise tagged, and that's how you're going to play this season.
Yeah, but his hope probably was that they couldn't get anything done. I mean, I guess the other thing you were hoping is that say no now, and then Daniel Jones doesn't get his deal done, so they can't franchise tag him.
Maybe. But that's clearly not what happened. Now, the next guy that's going to be an issue is Dexter Lawrence. They're going to have to get this deal done because I was reading yesterday, he's not going to show up for anything either.
Well, he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Same thing's happening with the Jets. Quinnen Williams wants his money too.
And they should. And they both should get paid. I think they both will get paid. So those will be non-issues for both the Jets and the Giants.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The guest of all guests, we are 2 weeks from the day away from the NFL draft. And Rick, you would agree with me, nobody that walks the earth better to break it down with than our great buddy Mel Kiper Jr., right?
There's no one. I think it's safe to say, and this is not because Mel's on the phone with us and that I buy him tons and tons of whipped cream. As far as guests go on the show, I think Mel is at the top of the list.
We love him. Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Yeah, I just got a call from Todd McShay. Said he wasn't available. That's why you called me.
So, not true.
I'm okay being a backup.
Not true.
I'm okay with that.
Mel, it's not true. In fact, we've never had McShay on the show because you're our guy. We don't want to get into that kind of a situation. At all.
That would be fine with me. You can always have Todd on anytime you want.
Where are you with the whipped cream, by the way, right now? Because my understanding is there is a gargantuan shipment that's not too far away.
Oh, boys, I'm hurting. I'm struggling with the whipped cream. I don't know. I need some desperately, but I haven't had any for about 2 weeks now.
Mel, I got to tell you this.
Mm-hmm. So I have everything in place. Like, you know, last time it's all beautifully packaged up because I want to make sure it's just right.
Bad.
The problem now is I don't know if it's people listening to the show. Two different grocery stores. I can only commandeer three bottles. I can't just send you three cans. So you will have a gigantic shipment.
These things are gone so quickly. They fly off the shelves. Maybe because all the publicity we give, you know, fat-free whipped cream. You know, I don't know, but it's something. The ready whip, fat-free whipped cream people should be talking to you guys about helping them. Like I say, sell those cans and get them off the shelves as quick as possible.
You're going to have your shipment soon, and it's going to carry you right through the draft. So don't worry at all.
We were
thinking about this, Mel. I mean, really, more me than Rick, but I wanted to bring this to your attention before we get into some of the specifics. Sean McDonough did this for us on Monday Night Football a couple years back, and it was received beautifully by management, by everybody at ESPN. How would you feel about opening night of the draft as you're breaking down like a receiver, Zay Flowers, say anybody you choose to give our show a mention during round one? Be like, you know, I was on with my guys, DiPietro and Rothenberg yesterday, and I said this, something like that. How do you feel about that?
I'd be perfect. I'd love to do that.
Oh, see that, Rick? And you said don't ask him.
No, I didn't say don't ask. I just know I've been asked stuff like that, and sometimes it's uncomfortable, but I think you wanted to ask it, so I let you do it.
Yeah, right. I could do it. Certainly, it would be a great time. It would be when the Giants pick us up.
There you go.
The Giants make their pick, and before I get into that pick, I'll just talk about how I mentioned on DiPietro and Rothenberg. I talked a lot about this particular player a lot.
Beautiful. Mel, we love you. I will refresh your memory as we get closer to the draft for that little favor.
I'll never forget that. The Giants and you guys are one and the same, so I'll never forget
this
that.
This is such a happy day. All right, so seriously now, where are we? Is it Stroud? Is it Young? In your mind, I know your latest mock, it was Bryce Young going first. Do you have a lot of confidence that he goes first, or is this a flip of the coin as we get closer to draft night?
It was a flip of the coin. point a couple weeks ago, I think it's pretty much written down in pen now that Bryce Young, because I tried to build a consensus with the people you talk to in the league, and they were much stronger about Bryce Young. So what I did after I built my, I called Adam and Mort, and Adam and Mort concurred that it's Bryce Young. So I said, okay, if I'm hearing a consensus on Young, and our two guys, our two experts, insiders, Mort and Adam, think it's Young, then it's Young. So that's all I'm going with. Nobody's told me at Carolina. I don't think Carolina's told anybody, but that's the general feeling right now, is that the first pick overall will be Bryce Young.
See, I got fooled then, Mel, because I love this stuff. I love the combine. I love the pro days and everything else. And I was watching C.J. Stroud's pro day, and Josh McCown actually came up to him afterwards, and they shook hands and hugged, and he said, we should play horse. And C.J. Stroud was like, yeah, there's a hoop right over there. He goes, no, when you get to Carolina, we'll play. And I bought it.
I agree. That's why I thought Stroud at the time. And then it looked like the whole in the family. They were all there. Remember the owner's wife, everybody was all C.J. Stroud. But, yeah, who knows what goes on in terms of those discussions and what was said. I mean, you want to make everybody feel like, hey, and maybe it was a situation where they were debating two players and really didn't know for sure until now. I don't know how that went down. But all I do with mock drafts is try to listen to people and build a consensus. And back when I did it, it was a flip of the coin. It was a flip. I figured I went with you guys. The size of Stroud, the fact that at the pro day it looked like, hey, this is our guy. And then all of a sudden now it's not a flip of the coin anymore. Of the people I talked to, it wasn't 50-50. It was now 70-30. And then Mort and Adam concurred, you're right on Young, that's what I'm hearing as well. It's going to be Bryce Young. So does that mean it's going to be Bryce Young? I don't know if it's etched in stone, but I think that's what you hear. So I have a stronger feeling now about the first pick than I did 2 weeks ago, put it that way. A much stronger feeling.
And more, what does it just come down to? The amount that that Carolina gave up, it's just the safer of the two picks?
I think the decision-making, the quick reaction time, the way his thought process, the way his brain operates so quickly, the way he processes snap decisions, eyes in the back of his head, seeing things on the field that nobody else does, being able to play this year with players around him that frankly weren't nearly as good as the ones in 2021. So I think that, dealing with a little more adversity in the pocket, slipping and sliding and always having his head up and always seeing things at the last possible moment, are things that I think they went back to and said, okay, hey, if you'd have asked me, and we talked back in July, it would have been Bryce Young guaranteed. He looked like, even when he came out of high school, eventually Bryce Young's going to be the number one pick in the draft. After last year, Bryce Young's going to be the number one pick in the draft. And then all of a sudden, Stroud had that big year, and then the Georgia game, and then the combine, the pro day, and then you started thinking, maybe it isn't Bryce Young's size. Now, I said 195 he had to be. So he ended up being 204. So he was my number one quarterback over Will Levis with Stroud 3. So I went with Young because of being bigger and heavier than 195. Now, whether he'll maintain that during the season, who knows? But at least he got up from whatever he was to 204 and above 195. Because I don't certainly, if you've been in 180 trying to be heavy, you're going to be 180, 185. Then what are you doing during the season? 175? At least here at 204, if he plays at 190, and people say, well, it doesn't matter what you are, quarterbacks can get hurt. Well, I don't. I'd rather have the bigger quarterback, but I certainly have Bryce Young. He's so good. In order to be the number one pick and be 5'10 and a quarter or 190 at your playing weight, you better be phenomenal in those other areas, and he is. He's kind of Peyton Manning-like in those other areas.
DiPietro and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Mel Kiper, the great Mel Kiper Jr., on with us for a couple more minutes here as we're 2 weeks before the draft. Mel, I looked at the most recent mock for you. You have Young 1, Stroud 2, Richardson 3, Levis 4. Is this a great quarterback draft, or is the quarterback position just that important that you think they could go top 4?
Well, they're all super talented, and they have teams picking there that need a quarterback. So it kind of worked in unison there, where you have highly rated quarterbacks with teams. Now, the one player that I'm going against, what I'm hearing a little bit, is Will Levis. All I heard is that Indianapolis could be the spot, and they're not going to trade up to 3. And Levis could be there. So I'm a Levis guy, as you know. So, but he could drop. He could be the Josh Allen who drops down to that 7 area where Buffalo traded up to get him after I had Josh going number 1 in my final mock that year. So my number 1 guy in the final mock the morning of the draft goes 7. So then they trade up to get him. Justin Fields, a QB2 for me, dropped those 11. The Bears traded from 20 to 11 with the Giants to get him. Will Levis could possibly be the guy that drops down down into that 7-15 area. And if he does, and somebody trades up to get him, that it could be a scenario like we've seen before.
Mel Kiper joins us here on the show. Mel, I was listening to, I don't even know what it was the other day, but they were talking, because I know you said this when we first talked to you, this is not a great draft. There's good players, but this is not a great draft. You could get a great player, but it's not going to be a great draft. So the wide receiver position, this I'm sure will interest Dave, but you got Jackson Smith and Jigba going 12 to Houston. I was listening to something yesterday where they said that he is clear-cut the best receiver, and then there's everybody else. Is that how you look at it?
I think Zay Flowers is pretty close. I mean, Zay Flowers, to me, is the best receiver in this draft based on what he can do with the ball in his hands, how electrifying he is on jet sweeps, reverses. He's kind of got a little Tyreek Hill in him there in terms of the football player on the field, which you can see in terms of the dynamic playmaking ability. So I went with Zay and Smith and Jigba kind of 1 and 1A. I had Smith and Jigba as the 5th, 6th highest-rated player back in August. Why move him down too much based on the fact he had a hamstring and didn't play this year? And he tested very well. Zay had a great year. He's one of my favorite players in the draft, so I'm tossed between the two. So I don't know. I do not think it's a big gap between Jackson Smith and Jigba and next receiver. I disagree with that, because Flowers and Smith and Jigba are 1 and 1A with Flowers 1. So, and then Jordan Addison 3, who's a heck of a player. People are knocking him because he's not that big. He didn't test great. Bottom line is he had 2 great years with different quarterbacks and different offenses at Pitt and then USC. And he's a great route runner and he's got great hands. So I think those three deserve to be. Johnston, if he had more consistency catching the football and wasn't as much of a body catcher, I think he would be a first-rounder. I have him in the early second. Hyatt's got to fill out, get stronger. Didn't run. He ran well, but he didn't run as fast as I thought he would, the Tennessee receiver, so I think he's a 2. So there you go. I think 2 of these receivers definitely in the first, probably 3, but it is only 3. It's not 4, 5, 6. So it is a position where they're going to drop a little bit. Smith and Jigba won't go, I think, past 12. Flowers in that 17 to 22 range, and then Addison anywhere between 21 and the late first round.
All right, I know you have to go. Do you have time for one more quick one, or do you have to go right now?
As much time as you want. I'm making a call, so it's an NFL friend, so anytime, I can give you another 5 minutes if you want.
Oh, this is gorgeous. RJ said there was a hard out, and I wanted to be respectful
for
that.
For you guys, there's all soft outs.
Okay? This is gorgeous. All right, so now Jets fans very excited. They expect to keep it. I think so, too. They'll keep the 13th pick. If they keep the 13th pick, quickly kind of walk me through how you have the top offensive lineman in this draft.
Well, Paris Johnson Jr. and Broderick Jones and Peter Skoronski are the 3. They're all different, okay? If you go to Peter Skoronski, he's a left tackle in college at 6'3" with short arms. Most people think he's going to be a Pro Bowl guard. He can play really any of the 5 positions, and he could be a great swing man who will be a Pro Bowl guard, but if you get a problem at left tackle with an injury, you can kick him outside the left tackle, and he'll do a heck of a job. So he's very valuable, so I had him at 10 to Philadelphia. Broderick Jones I had to the Jets, and I had Paris Johnson Jr. to Ohio State. Johnson Jr. was a left tackle, needs some work, played right guard, started there. Broderick Jones, left tackle, played some right tackle, practiced at that spot, needs some work. So you got to coach those two up. Skronsky's more NFL ready, technician, great technician. The other two need work in that area, but they're super talented. Broderick Jones tested incredibly well. Broderick Jones, if you had to draw up the offensive tackle who looks perfect for the position, it would be him. 6'5", 311, with incredibly long arms, ran 4.99. Are you kidding me? He's got everything it takes. He just needs an offensive line coach who can create a Pro Bowl caliber left tackle or right tackle. So he gives you some flexibility there. He could be, for the Jets, he could be the left tackle, he could be the right tackle. For Paris Johnson, we don't know if he can be the right tackle. We know he's a left tackle who needs work and a right guard. They need a flexible guy, left tackle, right tackle. That's why Broderick Jones was the pick for me.
All right, Mel, last one for me because I know you got to go. So in your previous mock drafts, you had the Giants taking a wide receiver. In this newest one, you have them taking DJ Turner, cornerback, Michigan. Why make the switch now?
Well, I think if you look at the receivers they have, they got a host of guys, not anybody special. And then you could argue, okay, are the receivers that are available at that point special? I had the other 3 gone. If you look at the mock, Smith and Jigba, Flowers, and Addison are all gone. And like I said, that's why I went with DJ Turner, the cornerback at Michigan. You could think Emmanuel Forbes if he were there. You certainly could think Joey Porter Jr. if he were there. I went Turner. You think about the press and off, the experience he has in both, the consistency the last last 2 years, how tough he is for his size, 5'11", 178, the 4'2", 6'40", and the fact that I think the Giants need somebody like him. Look what happened in the Minnesota Giants game. Both those teams up and down the field in several games. So to me, if one of those three receivers were there, it would be interesting. I have him off the board. I went with the corner because of that.
All right, Mel, listen, you're the best. I appreciate the extended time. Let's do it again next week. Whipped cream will be arriving sooner rather than later. And as always, we greatly appreciate your time.
I'm going to just script out my comments when the Giants make their picks. So I'm going to work on that today, guys.
We love you. We'll talk to you next week, Mel. Thanks so much.
DiPietro, Rothenberg, the best ever.
Oh, we'll take it. The whipped cream providers. Whatever you want. The floor will be yours.
Yeah, exactly. I will definitely do that on draft night. So you know, hopefully everybody's watching because you guys will get a strong mention.
Everybody will be watching. You're the best. We'll talk to you. Thanks.
Take care, guys. Have a great one, man.
All right, there you have it. I mean, you know what? How did you go through life without me before you had me?
I don't. I ask that question to myself every day. I found my soulmate. I'm not afraid to say it.
I mean, don't ask him. It's not going to land well. He's excited to do it.
Right, but we can't both be the same. That's the beauty of our relationship. We're different. You can't be the same. I was
a little
concerned
about
it.
I don't think anybody wants us to be the same. But you, if I listened to you, you would have talked me out of mentioning it, and then he would have never heard that
no.
we would like that mention.
No. I did not go out of my way to try to talk you out of it. I was just giving you the other side of it. I don't want to affect the relationship. I think RJ was probably thinking the same thing.
Do you think it negatively affected the relationship? I don't think you understand how tight the relationship is with Mel.
Well, now you can't question it. I think you just reaffirmed it, and I'm not afraid to say this. I'm secure enough in my masculinity. I love the man. I love him.
I love him too.
I love him, and I'm not joking. I love him.
He's phenomenal. Aww. He's fun. He's witty. He's as informational as any guest you'll ever have.
He's got the memory of a freaking elephant, dude.
He makes my memory look like I have no idea what's going on.
Dude, we have the mock drafts in front of us. I'm sure he doesn't. And you start naming players. He can tell you their 40 time, how much they weigh. To the exact pound.
It's a little creepy, to be honest.
No, I think it's amazing.
It's wonderful, but it's a little strange. By the way, he clearly lied to RJ.
Well, but he was just...
No.
I don't think he lied.
I think he just decided
No. RJ said he has to be done by 7:45. It's a hard out. He has something else.
And you know what? He decided... He made the executive decision while he was talking to you that it was going so good. You know what? Who cares? I'm Mel Kiper. And he swung it.
Yeah, but what do you mean he decided it was going so well? We all knew it was going to go well. It always goes well.
He big-timed whoever was waiting for him.
You know what? We pull back the curtain.
Yeah.
You know who the call was with?
Tell me.
League office, NFL, Park Avenue.
Wow. Who's league office?
Don't know.
Not league office.
Oh, not league office?
You like to do this game, don't you?
What do you mean?
You find enjoyment in it.
I love it.
But yes, I don't know who that is.
Could be, you know exactly who it was.
Could be
Goodell.
Raj. Could be Raj.
No, it was Goodell.
Raj.
He had a sit down with Roger, and he said, "Raj, Bubby, when I'm done with the boys, I'll be on with you."
He could be just sitting around his office now, twiddling his thumbs. Where's Mel? On with us.
But you know what the problem is? If Raj were really on the ball, he wouldn't be twiddling. He wouldn't be sitting there doing nothing. He'd be listening to this very show, listening to Mel, knowing he was going to be a little bit late.
You know who sucks at their job?
I'm nervous to answer this question.
Not you. You're great at your job. Ready Whip. The marketing team for Ready Whip sucks at their job. How many eyes are going to be on? How many people do you think are going to be watching the NFL draft? Especially round one.
I mean, millions and millions.
Right. Of course. And it's known by everyone that follows the NFL and Mel Kiper that he eats pumpkin pie and he douses it with fat-free whipped cream.
Correct.
How is he not doing
on the daily, by the way?
Right. Every day. How are they not doing like a leading up to the draft? Just lead up to it with it.
It makes no sense.
A commercial with Mel smashing Ready Whip.
No, have some pie and some Ready Whip right there on the set.
And he says, I do this every single morning. It's my wake-up pleasure, my guilty pleasure. I love it. And in fact, it's not a guilty pleasure because it's fat-free. How smart is that?
It's, so I mean, easy. It writes itself. The commercial writes itself.
And then he has a meeting with Lee and...
League office.
League office, yeah. LEEGOFFIS. That's what I heard. Lee. Mel Kiper's on line one. Who is he calling for? Lee.
It sounds like a weatherman. League office.
League office. Yeah, kind of does. And next with your weather, League office.
Strike.
RJ, why did you say Mel had to be done? He did not have to be done.
He told me he had an out. That's all I can go off of.
It's a soft out, though.
He told you he had a meeting with Lee, huh?
Yeah. Last time I had a soft out, Rocco was born.
Oh, here we go.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.